Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch to your little heart's content on any topic under the small business sun. You're excited about something, you're frightened about something. We got something that you can find there that I think will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Gene Greisman is our guest. He's one of my favorite people in the world, even though we disagree on many things. And he's an author extraordinaire. He's an award-winning Emmy award-winning producer and television personality, a doctor of theology. Still don't know how things got off the rails there, but somewhere down the road, I guess they did. Gene, good. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Okay, now you have.
Can I answer one of your questions?
Yes.
You asked me what's wrong with the Tea Party. I'm going to give you three words, and then I'll, you would let me give an illustration.
All right.
Ignorance, intolerance, and demagoguery.
What is ignorant about that?
Let me give you an example of ignorance.
Go ahead.
I saw a guy who was interviewed, and he was asked, "Why don't you like Obamacare?" And he said, "The reason I don't like Obamacare is that Obama named it after himself."
That is ignorance. I agree with that. That's not. although, Gene, I actually heard President Obama. I saw him say this. He actually claimed it. I saw the day that he claimed it as Obama. He started calling it Obamacare.
It. He accepted it.
I actually heard him say, Gene, that he thought it had a nice ring. He liked it. So I heard him say that. And so after that, it quit being contentious. All right. So I agree with you. He didn't name it after himself, and that person shouldn't have said that. But here's the thing you need to realize: the Tea Party is not really a party like Republicans and Democrats. The Tea Party is more of a movement. Here's why I think there's nothing wrong with the Tea Party, why the Tea Party is actually healthy for America, because the Tea Party's fundamental tenet is functioning government that lives within its means, that operates more like that it should, like a business would operate. But Gene, here's the thing. Here's what you have to remember about the Tea Party. Here's why the Tea Party is valid. There are a few dozen members of Congress who can call themselves Tea Party people. So my point, and Gene, they're from all over the country. They're not from any one sector of the country, any one quadrant of the country. My point is, if you get that many people elected with Tea Party fundamentals, that's telling you that America, there are enough Americans, there are many Americans who feel that way. You can't minimize
that. Yeah. There are 39 members of the Tea Party caucus, and they're all from rural America.
So now you're dissing Main Street America. Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, are you saying that the Main Street of big cities is not America?
Well,
They live in cities.
Well, but Gene, all right. So Gene, if you look at the map of the electoral map, the election map, you'll notice that most of the blue states, most of the blue votes, are in urban states, and the red states are the ones that are flyover America.
Well, so what?
Well, see, what you just said though sounds elitist. Wait, Gene, you connected intolerance.
They do not live in country areas. And America is changing. Now, by the way...
Wait, Gene.
Obama... No, are you going to let me answer?
Go
Obama
ahead.
Won by 5 million votes. Obama got 11 million more votes than Ronald Reagan.
I thought we were talking about
Obama,
the...
Obama... Let me finish my
I thought we were talking about the Tea Party.
Obama ran on the Affordable Care Act. The American public voted for him. Romney said he would get rid of it his first day. The American public voted. Now, Tea Party can't accept that answer.
Let me say this, Gene.
Overthrow the government.
It's not just the Tea Party. A lot of people who aren't part of the Tea Party don't like Obamacare. But here's the thing. Here's the problem with your argument. It's not with the content of it. It's with the attitude of it. You connected the word ignorant with rural, with Republican, with country people, and see what that does. That's one of the things that people don't like about the Democrat Party, especially the left on the Democrat Party, is because you sounded elitist when you said that. And I know I know where you came from, and that's not the part of the world you came from doesn't really you don't really associate with elitist.
If you rank order the states that voted for Tea Party kinds of people, and you rank them according to number of years of schooling, you will find an almost 100% ratio between those who are well-educated and those who are not.
Once again, Gene, you're sounding elitist.
So that's not really to say if you have a lot of education that you're a snob.
Yeah, well, you're making that point yourself right now, and so let me say this though, Gene. We're going to a break. We're going to a break. When we come back, what I want to talk about when we go to the break is how dangerous would America be if there were no one pulling against Obama. Or the Democrats, or the Republicans. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. Never mind who's in the White House. How dangerous would America be if there weren't opposing views and an opposing viewpoint and debate about the issues? How dangerous would that be? How dangerous would it be in America without a group like the Tea Party? I'm going to ask Gene that after these messages. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.